USDA's Farm Service Agency, or FSA, recently published a final rule implementing changes in payment limit provisions enacted in the 2018 farm law. Principally, the rule addressed the changes made in the definition of family farm eligibility, amending the definition of linear families to include first cousins, nieces, and nephews. However, in addition to this definition change, the FSA made other changes to the definition of actively engaged. The National Cotton Council and other organizations, along with House and Senate Agriculture Committees and key congressional staff, recognized this significant change and brought it to FSA's attention. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details.
The National Cotton Council has been working with USDA as well as some congressional offices to try to address the problems that we see with the recent actively engaged regulation that was published early last week. That measure or that regulation was meant to implement a few of the changes that were made in the 2018 Farm Bill regarding actively engaged requirements for family members and other payment limitation adjustments. However, in the rulemaking that came out from USDA, it seems that they inadvertently adjusted some of the definitions and requirements for program eligibility that would make it more difficult for many family farming operations to continue to be eligible for farm programs. And in talking with USDA, including the Farm Service Agency leadership, they have acknowledged the issues with what was done and the need to address that as expeditiously as possible. So we're going to continue to track that closely and try to ensure that those changes and corrections are made as soon as possible by USDA. It's important to note that despite what was published, none of that is going to have any impact on the 2019 ARC PLC payments that will be made this fall, and it will also not have any impact on the 2020 crop year programs and those payments that will be coming next year. So there is a little bit of time here for this to be fixed by USDA before it has any impact on any farming operations.